Hey everyone, and happy new year. Welcome back to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast. Joining us today is Missy Miles, who is a muralist here in North Alabama, and I'm so excited to talk to you, Missy. Thanks for being here.
Well, I totally appreciate the invite. Uncharted territory kind of here, getting all set up, but it's a pleasure to see you, and I'm excited about catching up.
Yes, absolutely. Well, before we jump into all things murals, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you kind of evolved as a mural artist in your journey here.
It's been an exciting adventure that I never planned.
Yeah.
It really was just kind of a happening. As you know, I've done gourds.
Yeah.
Not everybody that's listening to this may know that, but gourds changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
My background is interior design. I really wanted to be a draftsperson.
Mm-hmm.
Or back in the day, I didn't mind being called a draftman. And then CAD came out and kind of took the art out of it for me.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy dealing with the public and helping them have visions for their home.
Mm-hmm.
I love space planning. So I didn't think of myself as a muralist then. I was just someone had an idea and I could picture it in my head. And I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out with that.
Yeah.
And then my parents were in South Carolina and they just did a remodel of a house and I painted a laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
And mom and I don't like doing laundry. So I took the wall out by painting what you would see outside on the deck and the lake.
Oh, cool.
And so you were going to the lake when you're doing laundry. And so those were indoor murals. My first exterior one was in Gwinn, Alabama.
Yeah.
It was a series of three arches. I had a friend that was on a board and they were trying to find a mural artist.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time I was doing gourds. I was hardcore into gourds, getting affiliated with the Alabama Gourd Society.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew I was, you know, I was art driven. And she asked if I would be interested. And I said, sure, why not? So I went and met with the mayor, and 10 days later, I was painting on the wall. And it was a pretty large piece. It took me 10 days, but that one job led to all these others.
Yeah. Well, before we move forward, I do want to talk about the gourds, because your gourd art, if you want to explain to our listeners a little bit about what that is, and because they may be thinking, gourds, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I get that a lot. And, in fact, my car has a tag that says gourd. So everybody asks me about gourds, and which is fine. I could probably do a 2-hour lecture on the magical fruit of
yeah.
gourds, but we won't do that here.
Yeah.
I don't think we have all
another episode.
But I guess a little snippet of it is my husband in 2005 gifted me a truckload of gourds.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, I didn't know much about them. I knew my grandfather had one as a Martin house.
Yeah.
But that's all I knew about gourds is the wonderful martens that eat their weight in insects a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they made their home out of a gourd.
Mm-hmm.
So husband gives me these gourds for Valentine's Day. And they weren't even washed. They were molded. So my gift was molded fruit. And it's kind of like when you're given lemons, you make lemonade.
Make lemonade.
So, yeah. So I started out crafting, doing Santas and snowmen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, there's more to this. And this really isn't my thing. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do more. So I would, Tommy, my husband, would challenge me. He goes, can you do this? Can you do that? So I've made otters and I've made birds
so
and
cool.
horses. And I like to sculpt them and wood burn them. I've even made monks and people. And I've done all kinds of Southwestern design
mm-hmm.
to sculpted odd animals. And I love them.
Yeah.
But they're not really healthy for your respiratory when you're carving 8 hours a day.
And yeah.
Even when you're wearing dust mask and you have air filtration, it started affecting my breathing pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I shifted gears and the murals kind of took over. And
yeah,
I still love them. I still have the intention and some orders I need to do of them.
Yeah.
But nothing to the caliber I was.
Yeah.
I was pretty addicted to not putting it down. I didn't want to go home. I was I was carving way too much. So
your husband's like, oh my goodness, I've created a monster here.
And he did. And he did. But it's all good. It's all gourd. It's a gourd thing.
It's all gourd. I love it. One of my favorite ones is a turtle that you did, because I remember you sent a picture of it to me on my birthday one time, and you told me that you hoped I had a gourd day on my birthday. Mm-hmm. I still remember that. It was so cute.
I had done a whole series of turtles, and they all dealt with travel.
Yeah.
Slowing down to enjoy your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And all those turtles have wonderful homes now.
Yeah, we've got some art of yours here in our office from an annual meeting that you designed a whole bunch of gourds around our theme trails. Yeah, those were
that was
amazing.
A big moment for me and such a pleasure. The centerpieces were fun because mm-hmm. I got to dive into all the trails.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize there were so many till I actually, you know, started on the project. But I think they all turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to see everyone that won the centerpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd run over and want a picture, you know, with me up with the board. Yeah. So they all went to wonderful homes. And that story keeps shared and shared from all parts of the state.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back into the murals then. Tell us where people can find some of your murals around North Alabama.
Well, North Alabama Mural Trail, several are listed on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, are they listed by artists too, or just the town? I think they're by town.
I think they're by
or
town.
County.
Yes. Yeah, because it's kind of a scavenger hunt type thing where people will check in.
But you could go to, Layton. You can go to Hodges,
mm-hmm.
Hamilton, Fayette. This isn't North Alabama Mountain Lakes, but we're talking.
Yeah, just in Alabama.
There's
sure.
seven different counties.
Okay.
I have parts of one in Homewood.
Okay.
When I say parts of one, some of it got covered with new owners.
Yeah.
But there's still some stuff inside.
Yeah.
Are like little Easter eggs in the rafters.
Yeah.
And all over Fayette.
Mm-hmm.
And several in Jasper, several in Hamilton. Okay. Ewan, Winfield.
Okay. Let's talk about the one of the more recent ones that you did that has been a huge hit was the one in Layton. Tell us about that one.
Music and Murals. I love that one. And that was an amazing opportunity. We met last October in a meeting and I came up with a composition.
Mm-hmm.
I did a couple changes to the sketch. Mayor Derek Silcox, he's wonderful to work with. He's very open to design. He has great art appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And what a fun area. I was not familiar with Layton prior to the project. But when I see mosaics done in the sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, they're groovy here. I'm going to fit right in. I like this. And the activity there is so fun. Everybody is very connected in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And back to the mural, I knew after my first visit that I had an opportunity to do a lot more creatively than I do in some areas.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when I'm visiting with the municipalities, they have their idea what they want, and I try to relay their idea.
Right.
Well, in Layton, they knew they wanted Percy Sledge, and they knew they wanted Jimmy Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
They knew kind of the age they wanted, what suit they wanted on Percy and stuff. But I was given a lot of freedom and I chose to go mid-century modern, which I love that type of design, those colors, the rhythm, and being able to, I mean, I love Percy Sledge and I got so much more familiar with Jimmy Hughes and getting to meet Jimmy Hughes while I was painting him was an incredible experience. I tell you, what a neat man.
That
he is so,
so
very
cool.
Special. After I finished the mural, we went back for Jimmy Hughes Day. And we brought, my husband and I brought a cooler full of stuff from our garden. And we stopped by his house and got to visit with him before
he
went into downtown. And we just had an excellent, excellent time.
That is so cool. Yeah, that mural, I followed your journey on Facebook when you would, you know, post updates about what you were doing and the people that you would talk to. And wasn't there a lady that would come by and see you every day?
Oh, yes, from LaGrange.
Yeah.
Lori, what's her name? She's delightful. She's in her 80s too. She would take pictures every day.
Yeah.
I met her through Alabama Mountain Lakes.
Oh, Louise.
Louise.
Yes.
I knew it was an L.
Yeah.
She is delightful. I absolutely love her. And
she's an artist as well.
She is. And, but I had many visitors every day. And that's one thing I love about public art. It is about the community. Mm-hmm. And I always like to include them with what's going on in the project. So they feel connected to it too. Everyone there was so nice, and heck, they would cook out and bring me a plate and
have
little gatherings. And I actually stayed in an Airbnb there that was maybe a block and a half from the wall, so I could work longer. And they were just delightful there. They were very welcoming. That wall is extremely special. And it's the best, I guess, portrait I've ever done is Percy and his expressions. And I knew if I didn't get it right, everyone would let me know.
Yeah.
And hands are difficult. So I did a lot of study on flesh tones prior to doing the actual project. So I felt more comfortable with my colors.
Yeah.
And how to shadow it the way it needed to be so it would read well.
Yeah.
That I really love the design that came up from all that thought. A lot of times I think too much about things and not let it be more freeform. But the layering of music and how music is made, I wanted the mural to give that impression too. So there's a lot of different layers and a rhythm to the composition that I absolutely fell in love with.
Yeah. Did you listen to their music while you were painting?
The whole time. Yeah. I love Pandora music. I had music based on Percy Sledge, and then I had music based on Jimmy Hughes. And
have you heard what he thinks about the mural? Has that gotten back to you? Or
Derek told me, but I don't know if it came directly from him, but he says, oh yeah, he really likes it.
That's
so
cool.
I would like to think that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Well, tell us about, you know, I know and other mural artists that we've had on the podcast have, you know, talked about like when they're doing art, you know, it always creates a buzz. Like, what does that mean to you when people will stop? Because, you know, sometimes you may think like, oh, I don't want to go talk to them because I don't want to bother them. But what does it mean when locals will come up and talk to you while you're doing this?
I love it. I welcome it. Like I said previously, I want them engaged.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a question or even if they just want to watch, I welcome it because it's public art. It's for them.
Yeah.
It's adding to the enrichment of that experience, adding a memory to that wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make sure it's what also I love about my job is it's never about me. Mm-hmm. It's about the community where that wall lives.
Yeah.
And so if they ask questions about me, I'll answer them, but I'll make sure that the focus always goes back to the project and whoever's getting highlighted in the project is definitely the one that needs to stand out.
Yeah. You're just the conduit.
Yeah. Sometimes I call myself the paint pusher. You know, you know, I love what I do. I'm not scared of heights and I know about scaling and it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I love, there's so many different aspects that I do enjoy and being my own boss is very rewarding. And I don't know, I can't imagine doing anything other than what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the scaling and I know that different artists have, you know, different methods of how they get their art up there. Cause I mean, it's not like just taking a canvas, you know, 8x10 or even 11x14 canvas. I mean, it's vastly different. So what is your process of getting that art up there?
I know there's many methods. I watch a group out north, the Wall Dogs, and I admire them so much, but they do mural festivals.
Oh, cool.
And they will invite mural artists from all over the world, and they'll have hundreds of them show up on location and do 10 murals in one weekend.
Oh, wow.
And what I've noticed from their different events is they do projections.
Okay.
And I know that there are several mural artists that do the projections, and I'm sure it saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
But the part I actually enjoy is the scaling. So I do a grid method.
Mm-hmm.
When I do my sketch, I'll either do it depending on the size of the wall, half inch equals a foot, or inch and a half equals a foot. Depends on how big or detailed I need to get. And then I'll do a foot grid on the wall and then use my major points within the image to do those lines. And then I can freehand and fill that in and have my perspective be the same as the sketch.
Yeah.
Because the sketch is what's approved. So that's like my go-to.
Yeah.
And when you're on scaffolding and you're looking at the grid, it looks distorted. If you're real close to something and it's intended to be looked at from 10 or 12 foot away, yeah, it's going to look distorted. So I trust the grid method.
Yeah.
And since I've gotten older and I have bifocals, I trust the level more than I do my vision. Yeah. I used to be able to paint a straight line, but now I have to use a level. But that's the part I really enjoy because it's a challenge. Depending on angles, you throw in some geometry every now and then.
See, but, that would disqualify me right there. Math.
I'm not great at it, but I like to pretend I could be really good at it one day, you know, so I keep practicing.
Yeah. That is so cool, though, that, you know, you use geometry and trigonometry to figure out things like that. That's so cool.
And very important things like being able to read a tape measure.
Yeah.
Is huge. And then I it's a big thing for me to always use the same tape measure. They're not all the same.
Oh, did not know this.
A little bit sometimes can make a difference.
Yeah, we had a mural artist on, I believe it was Adam Stevenson, and he had used a projector for one of his murals, and it got bumped in the process. And so he talked about, you know, like how he had to kind of overcome that and things happen.
A lot of things happen. And I've gone through and I've tried to chalk everything in from scaling. And then you have an uninspected rain shower and your chalk is lost. So you lost some of that time. So I've gotten to where I grid and I make my major like 5 foot marks and I work that area at a time. Something I could do in the time I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Knowing that if rain comes or, you know, you could lose your way marking.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy that challenge of getting it to go where it is. Another thing, like you said, the artist that his projector changed, that's another thing why I love what I do because it's paint. And it's very forgiving.
Yeah.
So it's real easy to fix something. It's not like ceramics and their handle is off, you know.
Paint over it.
Yeah. Paint is forgiving. Very much so.
That's cool. So what is your favorite part about creating art on such a large scale?
Well, it's strange, Malia. It doesn't scare me, but it's almost like you go through multiple births.
Okay.
The birth of the idea.
Yeah.
The birth of everyone on the same page is there's this generated excitement. And then one thing I've noticed doing murals that are funded through grants and such, that there's so much energy in a short amount of time because there's deadlines.
Yeah.
And so you try to create the best thing you can do in the time you have and get the quote where you need it to be. And so that excitement, and, oh yes, it's approved and they go submit the grant. And then there's like another rebirth when you get a call maybe 3, 4, 6 months later. Oh, we've been awarded the grant. Oh, yay. You know, the excitement's up again. It's like a big roller coaster. And then trying to schedule. And then the weather. And then all of a sudden it's the day. We can start today. There's another excitement.
Yeah.
And then you start laying it out. Oh, I can't wait till it's finished. You know, everyone coming up. I can't wait. And I'm like, I can't either because that's another rebirth, you know?
Yeah.
And then later on, they at some areas, they do mural dedications. So that's another, you know, rebirth of the project and the anniversary, you know, and things like that. So is there one moment that I love more than another? I don't think so. I love the whole process.
Yeah.
And there's so much. I know you know this. There's so much that happens behind the scenes to make an event great. And no one actually, you couldn't really even explain it to someone to them fully grasp what has to happen for that to happen.
Yeah.
I think I like that part too. I like that even some of it, not all of it is good. I'm sure you've had stuff behind the scenes that you hope never makes public.
Yes.
But it's something you go through and you control the narrative to let the project be what it needs to be. And it doesn't need to be about whatever drama happened.
Right.
So that's a dance.
Yeah.
In itself.
So what would you say a timeline, because most people just see you setting up your paint, setting up your scaffolding, mapping it out, painting it, finishing it, and then boom, which could be like what, anywhere from 3 to 7 days, maybe 2 weeks. But it sounds like it's a really long, whole lot longer process.
I just finished one in Guin.
Yeah.
It is in a postcard style.
That one was pretty.
The letters.
Yeah.
That particular one was my first federal building. It was it's on the post office. And it actually was my first commission through the senior class of 2023.
Oh, cool.
They did it in government. They planned a community project and they wanted it to be a mural.
Yeah.
And one of the students was very gifted in digital art, and she was able to come up with the imagery, and they did a presentation and sold t-shirts for funding.
Oh, cool.
So that particular one, I was told 2 Octobers ago.
Yeah.
About the project, and I didn't get to finish it until this October.
Oh, wow.
Scheduling, we had a change of location. It went from one wall to another wall, which I'm grateful happened because it's where it needed to be.
Yeah.
And so to come up with an actual time frame for all murals, it's not, it can be from 10 days, depending on detailing.
Yeah.
Leighton, I kept telling the mayor I'll be done in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he'd ask me a week later, 2 weeks. Ended up being close to a month.
Yeah. That's a lot of detail in that one.
There is. And I would go home on weekends. And so that wasn't, 30 days solid. I think it was 25, 26, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's just so much. There's no real formula.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my things I check, but I'm sure every mural artist has their method too.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's been 14 years since I've been doing this, that I can look at a sketch and have it in my head, and I can kind of be really dang close to my estimate.
Yeah.
On how long it'll take me.
Mm-hmm.
In materials, I feel very fortunate I've been able to do the cost estimating and be on point and be fair to everyone.
Yeah.
On my pricing.
That's cool. So what would you say has been the most unexpected thing that you've experienced while doing a mural, or just this journey of being a mural artist? What's the most unexpected thing?
The most unexpected thing is after I had done Golden Eagle Syrup in Fayette County.
Uh-huh.
It was 130 foot long, 30 foot tall, $2 a scaffolding in a month.
Mm-hmm.
After that job, I was having a lot of pain, and it got to a point where I would look out the window and say, I don't even think I could walk across the street.
Mm.
I think that would hurt me too much.
Yeah.
And I went to an orthopedic doctor, and he says, you need a new hip. And
oh, goodness.
You know, I'm not old enough to have a new hip, am I? I thought that only happened to old people. But anyway, I had arthritis and I had a bunch of stuff going on with that hip. And he says, you may be able to go a year, two years the most. Well, 6 months later, and I'm like, I can't even walk to my mailbox. I've got to do something. And this time we were also building a house.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I can't do this. I went back to the doctor and said, I need to get scheduled now.
Mm-hmm.
So the most unexpected thing is I had to have a new hip, and it was the best thing I ever done.
Oh, wow.
Best thing, instant relief.
Yeah.
Had me walking the same day.
Oh, goodness.
And of course, there was surgery pain, but not the stabbing and the immobilizing pain that I was having.
Yeah.
So that was like the most unexpected and best thing that ever happened is I got a new hip.
Okay. And now you're back climbing scaffolding.
Within 3 months I was. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was only because the doctor told me to wait.
Yeah.
You know, I had the want to right after.
Just not the green light.
Right. It's amazing what they can to a body now.
Yeah.
And then I remember being upset because I could, the doctor wouldn't let me have my old hip. And for some reason, you know, I do weird gourd art and I'm like, this could be a really cool piece. You know, Georgia O'Keeffe loved bones. And so I'm like, I want my old hip. And he's like, no, we can't do that. And I remember out of anesthesia and I was still asking for my hip back, you know, because it was mine.
It's my hip.
I want my hip back.
That is so
You know, funny. I was going to put it as a trophy. That hip went through a lot, you know. But I don't know where it is now.
There's no telling.
Maybe it's in a science class somewhere.
Maybe so.
What did she do? I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Well, before we go, we ask our Facebook followers each week before we do a podcast episode what questions they want asked. And so the winning question for this episode is, what has been the most interesting mural that you have painted?
It's a funny thing because when I was in school, I wasn't a big history buff. I didn't like Western civilization, mm-hmm. all the different popes. I couldn't retain all that information. And I had a strange professor that smoked a really snubby cigar in class. And I was more fascinated by him than what he was teaching. But with my mural work, I dive into history.
Yeah.
And I'm helping rural towns share their story. Mm-hmm. And so much of rural America is involved around trains that made the town.
Yeah.
Interesting folks highlighting their history. So her question being the most interesting, I would have to say the opportunity I had meeting Dr. David Rowland mm-hmm. in Jasper. Mm-hmm. He started Walker County College. He was a veteran. He dealt with so much. He was an incredible friend. Mm-hmm. He owned a building right downtown. He commissioned me to do the Revolutionary War hero, William Jasper, okay. The namesake of the town.
Yeah.
And he had an archival image he wanted to use, but he said the uniforms were wrong, the wind direction's wrong, mm-hmm. even the guns and the size of the cannonballs is wrong. So we worked hard together to get all those items changed. And so now the mural in Jasper, for William Jasper, the Battle of Fort Sullivan, is the only historically correct image in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And there's 23 towns named after the same Revolutionary War hero. And I'm very proud to be the paint pusher of one of them. And I feel like a better person for the opportunity to have that friendship with Dr. David Rowland because he was an incredible man.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been so fun catching up with you and learning more about your process and your murals.
Well, I appreciate you, Malia. You do so much to promote North Alabama, and I love our state, and I don't think anyone does it better. Y'all are a great team.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to share my story, share interest in public art. I love everyone to support public art because it's important.
Yeah.
It's important to everyone. And tourism is huge for rural America.
Yeah.
And I say yes to every opportunity I have to share that.
Well, we go see appreciate art. You. Yes, definitely. Go see art. It's everywhere.
It is.
Yeah. Well, before we go, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, your Facebook page, Instagram, things like that.
On Instagram, I'm at Miles of Murals.
Okay.
And on Facebook, it's Missy Miles.
Okay.
And I used to have a webpage, but it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
And Facebook has been good to me. And I do a few personal things on there, but most mm-hmm. of it is about projects and more.
Murals.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you, Malia. I appreciate you very much.
We appreciate you. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.